This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. Thank you for listening in. You're on Escape Hour with Stefan and Mark. Stefan.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien? Bien, merci.
We're going very European today. Little Fritzel here is the German. We've got Stefan, who is our Frenchman, and we do have a British guest. But we've got a few top gay travel Instagrammers to talk about. Stefan, there are five of them that we are recommending people go.
Which one?
Number one, Asian Maple Leaf. Yeah. Very good Instagram account if you love a bit of travel gramming. I don't, but people do.
Why don't you?
I've never gotten into either Twitter or Instagram. Okay. It's inexplicable to me.
All right.
I don't know why. Because I do love a bit of social media, but I'm a Facebook fan.
Nothing else?
No, I just find Twitter really annoying and Instagram a bunch of people trying to sell their lifestyles.
Yeah, Twitter is a bit annoying. There's too much going on. But Instagram, I think, is just a little bit like Facebook, but a bit less.
I kind of like the words, the ideas that come out of Facebook and the debate. Instagram's more about, look at my acai bowl here in a beach in Bali. And it's like, what?
It is, yes.
So if you want to know more about having a look at someone's acai bowl at a beach in Bali, you could go to Kasedna_travel is another great Instagrammer to follow. If you want to know what these are, let us know. You could, we'll send you an email or we'll SMS you if you reach out to us here at Joy 94.9. The email address is info@joy.org.au, or you can SMS us in on 0427 joy 949. We love hearing from our listeners. Number third top gay travel Instagrammer is the Globetrotter guys with an S. Number four is the Loyla Boys. There are two underscores in that, the underscore Lola underscore boys. And the fifth is the Glabe.
Sorry.
Maybe I should just clap this up. The Gay Globetrotter.
Right.
So get onto those Instagrammers if you're like a bit of a gay visual feast in your travel.
And that might give you a little bit of an idea where to go next.
Yeah, it should. Yeah. It should, with some eye candy on the way. And let's face it, the internet is pretty good at being eye candy. So the top gay and lesbian travel destinations for 2018 have been announced. And there are a few surprises in here. And by that, I mean there are very few surprises in here. It seems to be the good old lineup of gay popular travel destinations. Tel Aviv, we recently Tad coming in and talking about his recent trip to Israel and Tel Aviv. Fascinating country. Berlin.
Which you can talk to us about.
Yes, I can if you want me to. I think that we've got a more interesting guest.
Yes.
Amsterdam is a city I've also lived in, which is probably one of the oldest known gay-friendly cities in the world.
Yeah,
Stockholm, Copenhagen, so Northern Europe stacking up well. London, of course. Manchester, of course. Toronto. Now, not a lot of people think Toronto's much of a gay mecca, but it is. It's a very tolerant, very polished city. Toronto's a great place to go. Montreal, amazing place if you've never been to Canada. Make sure you get to Montreal. It's kind of like a Canadian French-speaking Melbourne with a big mountain in it.
Sounds quite appealing, yes. I think I've been there.
With deep-fried potatoes and gravy. So it's got everything. New York City, of course. Chicago, of course. Los Angeles, of course. San Francisco, not a surprise. Dallas.
That's a little bit surprising.
Y'all?
Now, I've not been, so I can't really make any comment.
Been to Dallas.
It wouldn't come up as my next travel destination, I must say. But
I spent some time in Texas, and I was went out in Dallas, and I went out in Austin. Austin, I loved. Austin's an amazing city. Austin is just hipsterville, cool, very, very cool city. Dallas? I'm surprised. This Dallas didn't strike me as being a gay travel destination. There were a lot of people in the bar I went to with holstered weapons, which I didn't find overly appealing at the time. But, you know, some people are into that, I'm sure. There's probably a hanky code. Mexico City, we had a guest in from Mexico 2 months ago, and he was fantastic. Buenos Aires, Bangkok, Sydney and Melbourne. So not a lot of surprises in there, apart from Dallas.
Dallas. I would give it some it myself.
But, yeah. And there are a few gay pride festivals coming up in May. Cypress Pride, Cyprus. Dresden, the CSD. Not quite sure what that is. It sounds like a crime investigation TV show series, but we'll see. Exeter Gay Pride in the UK. Guelph Pride in Canada. Hanover CSD. They're propped up again, CSD. In Hanover, Germany, Cuba Pride in Havana, Cuba. Last week we had a Cuban guest.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did mention that briefly.
Yeah.
So it's coming up very soon.
The quite possibly gayest thing that could possibly ever happen, Eurovision, is happening in Lisbon, Portugal, at the same time as very close to Lisbon Bear Pride, so I can see the feather flying there. The fur will be flying. Madrid, Sleazy Madrid's happening in Spain. Oxford Gay Pride's happening in the UK. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico's got the White Party and the Pride Party. Don't mix it up with the White Pride Party. That would be a shame. Sao Paulo, Brazil has Gay Pride Sao Paulo. Tokyo Rainbow Parade, Winnipeg Pride in Canada. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in May. It's spring in the Northern Hemisphere and a lot of party seasons are happening. So if you want to know more about how to get to one of those places or how to get tickets, the internet's your best friend. You can go to your local travel agent, Google search for a gay-owned and operated travel agent and send them your business. That's the best way to make sure we keep money going into gay-friendly organisations. The internet's a wealth of knowledge, but there's nothing that can be sitting in front of someone who can really help you understand where you're going to go, what part of town to stay in, and from their own lived experience. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.